The jury has two choices, life in prison without parole or the death penalty. Their guide is a 24-page verdict form. It lists what are called mitigating factors, like the impact of Tsarnaev's family, his brother's radicalization, and the remorse a Catholic nun said Tsarnaev showed in 5 meetings with her. The form also directs the jury to consider aggravating factors, such as Tsarnaev's participation in a terrorist act of an iconic event, the murder of a policeman, and the profound loss of those he killed. How the jury weighs and balances all those factors is up to them. In closing arguments Wednesday, government lawyers told jurors a death sentence is not giving Tsarnaev what he wants, it's giving him what he deserves. They reminded the 7 women and 5 men that Tsarnaev purposely placed a weapon of mass destruction 1.5 meters away from a group of children, choosing to kill innocents because that's how a population is terrorized. On the defense side, lead attorney Judy Clark told jurors they have no obligation to vote for death. Clark saying, if it was not for Jahar Tsarnaev's older brother Tamerlan, the bombing would not have happened, that Jahar became a casualty of the cause of his brother's passion, and that Jahar Tsarnaev is not the worst of the worst, and that's who the death penalty is reserved for. Bill Marcus, CBC News, Boston.